Hello, and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. We're just coming off of a handful of April showers, so you can probably guess what comes next. But this May, there might be something different among the flowers filling gardens and planters across the state. Native wildflowers. The sharp decline in monarch butterfly numbers in the winter of 2014 led to headlines about the destruction of their habitat in the U.S.
This week, the World Wildlife Federation and the Mexican government reported that the migrating population of monarch butterflies coming from the U.S. and Canada is continuing to shrink.
It sparked a national movement to plant milkweeds, the family of plants monarchs rely on to lay their eggs and feed upon as caterpillars. The surge in demand for milkweeds has spilled over into other native wildflowers, and it's something Merv Wallace, owner of the Missouri Wildflowers Nursery in Brazito, has noticed in a big way.
First quarter, we recently did the report, and we were up 42% over last year. The plant sales were mostly in March, and March was twice as much as last year.
Wallace started the nursery more than 30 years ago, but this is already shaping up to be his best year in business.
From 2008 until 2013, we were sort of in a stair step on a big climb, and now it's started back up again.
On any given day, you can find customers wandering the rows of columbine, irises, and dozens of other native wildflowers Wallace sells, occasionally mobbed by Wallace and his employees' dogs who roam the property. A lot of the wildflowers Wallace sells aren't ones you're liable to see on roadsides around town. A lot of them have been displaced by dead nettle, honeysuckle, red clover, and the countless other invasive species that have taken root in the state. Or, in the case of milkweeds that feed the monarchs, they've been eliminated by weed killers and destructive mowing practices. The monarch population has bounced back this year, with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service reporting a 225% increase from last winter. But Wallace says it's not just the monarchs.
And this is all brought about, I think, by Douglas Tallamy's message that we can make a difference by planting in our backyards.
Doug Tallamy is a writer and entomologist at the University of Delaware whose book, Bringing Nature Home, argues the destruction of habitat has left wildlife in the U.S. in isolated pockets or islands of habitat. He says this makes them more vulnerable to extinction. Plants often serve as the foundation of ecosystems, feeding insects and prey species, which then feed predators and so on. Most of the exotic ornamental plants, your daylilies, rose bushes, and so forth, don't contribute to native ecosystems because they didn't evolve alongside native wildlife. So, Tallamy proposes incorporating native plants in landscaping and gardens as a way of recovering habitat.
Recognizes the invasions.
It's a message Dr. Nadia Navarrete Tindall, Lincoln University's native plant specialist, has been trying to get out there for years.
So we offer seminars, we offer workshops, we organize conferences. We have a field day.
She too has noticed a change.
We have seen the change in interest.
Navarrete Tindall takes me through Lincoln's extensive native garden.
Yeah, I mean, they can be beautiful. And people can choose from a variety, from thousands that we have in Missouri. They are not weedy like people think.
Fully restoring native habitats to what they were before they were destroyed by development is impossible, and planting natives can only go so far. But Navarrete Tindall has hope.
You need to be hopeful, because otherwise you just stop doing things.
That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for joining us. You can find this story and others on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.